Skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink, skinnamarink-a-doo.
Morning and welcome to Skinnamarink. This is Debbie. Happy to be here today. I want to say a big gung hei fat choy to all of you celebrating the Chinese New Year. We're going to be celebrating that a little bit today on Skinnamarink. We've got a lot to celebrate. One of the things we have to celebrate today is the life of an amazing man, a man who has made life better for all of us, somebody who wanted to keep the waters clean where he lived and where everybody lives, somebody who wanted peace in the world and for everybody to get along and be happy. And that's Pete Seeger. You know him. He's the one who sang the original Where's My Pajamas song. And so he gave us that great one, The Story of Abby Yo-Yo. We'll be reading that later in the show. And I thought we should spend some time giving him some tribute. I'm going to start off by playing one of my favorite songs that he sings. He didn't write this song. It was written by Rick Nessler. But it certainly brings his spirit out. It's called The River That Flows Both Ways. Thank you, Pete Seeger, and happy trails.
The people who lived here 400 or 500 years ago called the old wise men in their villages sachems. Once the sachems told a story of a land the Great Spirit blessed, and the people followed the legend from the great waters in the west. They came to a place where the fishing was good, the land it was fertile, game ran in the wood, and I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. Try that. I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. Well, next came the trappers, next came the traders, their own fortune for to find. And the valley treated them kindly, and the farmers followed close behind. And those sloops sailed well laden round the Battery, with flour from Yonkers, furs from Albany. And I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. Oh, sing it. I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. maybe it's the moonshine, maybe it's the starlight reflected on old Kingston Bay. Maybe it's the fog rolling off of Catskill Mountains at the break of a brand new day. But apple cider and pumpkin, strawberries and corn make the people of this valley glad they were born. See, I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. Oh, sing it again. I could be happy spending my days on the river that flows both ways. One more time. I could be happy just spending my days on the river that flows both ways. One more time. Yes, I could be happy spending my days on the river that flows both ways.
Thank you, Pete Seeger. You absolutely amazing man. We'll play some more music from Pete Seeger a little bit later and hear a great story. But right now, we're going to talk about Chinese New Year. This is my understanding of Chinese New Year, which, oh boy, I would love to go to a place, to a big Chinatown area, and get to be in on this celebration. I believe that this was the new moon last night. That means we really couldn't see the moon because it was darkened. And the Chinese people who celebrate Chinese New Year, are busy celebrating. It's a 15-day celebration, and on the 15th day, it is a full moon, and they have a big lantern festival with parades and amazing things going on and lots of good food. Here's a little story, and I have some music to play for you. Bringing in the New Year by Grace Lynn. Is the New Year coming? I hope so. We try to welcome it in. So JJ sweeps the old year out of the house. Baba hangs the spring happiness poems. Mama makes the get-rich dumplings. Maymay gets a fresh haircut. And I put on my new cow-pow dress for the New Year feast. Now will the New Year come? Pop, 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 pop. Do you hear the firecrackers? Are they bringing in the New Year? No, but they brought in the lions. They're here to scare away last year's bad luck. They scare Maymay, too. Don't cry, Maymay. Where is the New Year? We carry the lanterns to light its way. I hope the New Year follows us soon. Look, there's the dragon. Auntie is waking him up by opening his eyes. The New Year must be coming. The dragon's awake. Is it the New Year at last? Yes, hooray, the New Year is here. Happy New Year, everyone. I found a very cool song about Chinese New Year, a Happy New Year song, and it came with a little explanation, too. So I'm going to play you the explanation of the song, and then I'm going to play you the song. This is a song from Groovy Polly.
好, this is Groovy Polly.
我叫 Hans. 我叫 Eva.
And we're going to talk about the lyrics for the song Chinese New Year.
新年.
Great, it starts out with this line.
穿新衣服. 穿新衣服.
Which means wear new clothes for the Chinese New Year. And the second line is
吃年夜饭. 吃年夜饭.
Chinese New Year has the tradition of where you eat the New Year's feast before the New Year begins. The next line is
拿个红包, 拿个红包,
which means to get a red envelope or a red packet, which is also a New Year's tradition. What is in the 红包, Aoife?
钱,
钱, which means money. Everyone loves to get the 红包. And then the last line of that part goes
说恭喜恭喜,
which means say congratulations, you have gotten through the new year. And then the next line is
舞龙舞狮, 舞龙舞狮。
And that is the dragon dance or the lion dance.
听到鞭炮。听到鞭炮。
Which is you hear firecrackers, which is another way to introduce the new year. And we will be doing that shortly for our new year. We have some 鞭炮 to set off. And then the next line is
去拜年。
Huh?
去拜年。
Which 拜年 really means you go and wish good year wishes to your friends and family. 拜年。And then again it says at the end.
说恭喜恭喜。说恭喜恭喜。
And you say again, congratulations. 恭喜恭喜恭喜。And those are the lyrics for this first song, which again is called
新年。
And we'll end by saying 新年快乐。
新年快乐。
你好。
穿新衣服，吃年夜饭，拿个红包，说恭喜恭喜，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。舞龙舞狮去拜年，听到鞭炮，说恭喜恭喜，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。穿新衣服，吃年夜饭，拿个红包，说恭喜恭喜，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。舞龙舞狮去拜年，听到鞭炮，说恭喜恭喜，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
Thank you. That was a very cool song. I'm glad I found that. I have a story to read to you, a Chinese New Year story called Sam and the Lucky Money by Karen Chin. Sam could hardly wait to get going. He zipped up his jacket and padded his pockets. It was time to go to Chinatown for New Year's Day. Sam thought about sweet oranges and lucky money, crisp dollar bills tucked in small red envelopes called leesies. Sam's grandparents gave him leesies every New Year. Each envelope was decorated with a symbol of luck. Two golden mandarins, a Chinese junk, a slithering dragon, a giant peach. Sam's leesies were embossed in gold. Sam counted out $4. Oh, he felt so rich. His parents said he didn't have to buy a notebook or socks as usual. This year he could spend his lucky money his way. Sam, his mother called, it's time to go shopping. Hurry so we don't miss the lion. I'm coming, said Sam. The streets hummed with the thump of drums and the clang of cymbals. Everywhere dusty red smoke hung in the air left by exploding firecrackers. Give me your hand, said his mother. I don't want you to get lost. Sam took her hand reluctantly. It seemed like everyone was shopping for New Year's meals. There were so many people crowded around the overflowing vegetable bins that Sam had to look out for elbows and shopping bags. Right next to the vegetable stand were two huge red paper mounds. Sam kicked the piles with his right foot and then with his left foot until he created a small blizzard. On his third kick, he felt his foot land on something strange. Aiee! Someone cried out in pain. Startled, Sam looked up to find an old man sitting against the wall. The stranger was rubbing his foot. Bare feet in winter, Sam thought. Where are his shoes? Sam stared at the man's dirty clothes as he backed away. He found his mother picking out oranges, and he tugged on her sleeve, pulling harder than he meant to. "Hey, I need this arm," she said. "Where have you been? It's time to go." For once, Sam was glad to follow his mother. In the bakery window, Sam eyed a gleaming row of fresh char siu bao, his favorite honey-topped buns. When they opened the door, the smell of sweet egg tarts and coconut pastries erased any thought of the stranger. Sam wondered how many sweets he could buy with $4. "Na yu mat ya?" asked a young woman from behind the counter. When Sam gave her a puzzled look, she repeated the word in English. What do you want? Sam was about to ask for buns when he noticed a tray full of New Year's cookies. Oh, they were shaped like little fish with fat, pleated tails that looked like little toes. He couldn't help but think, though, about that old man again, and Sam didn't feel so hungry after all. Suddenly, he heard a noise from outside that sounded like a thousand leaves rustling, and he ran to the window to see what was happening. Look, he yelled. Bundles of firecrackers were exploding in the street. Rounding the corner was the festival lion, followed by a band of cymbals and drums. Sam pulled his mother outside. The colorful lion wove down the street like a giant centipede. Teased by a lion wearing a round mask, it tossed its head up and down. It came to a halt in front of a meat market and sniffed a giant lacy that hung in the doorway along with a bouquet of lettuce leaves. With loud fanfare, the band urged the lion towards its prize. Take the food! Take the money! Bring us good luck for the new year! Sam shouted along with the others. His heart pounded in time with the drum's beat. With a sudden lunge, the lion devoured the lacy all in an eye blink and continued down the street. The crowd clapped and then quickly dispersed. Oh, that was a hungry lion, Sam's mother joked. Now Sam was feeling hungry too, and he wanted to go back to the bakery. But just then, a large grand opening sign caught Sam's eye. In the window were cars, planes, robots, and stuffed animals, a new toy store. Just the place to spend his lucky money. Sam ran down one aisle, then another. He examined a police car with a wailing siren and flashing lights. He squeezed a talking pig and laughed out loud at its oink oink. Then he spotted the basketballs. A new basketball, the perfect way to spend his lucky money. But when he saw the price tag, he felt angry. I only have $4, he shouted. I can't buy this. In fact, everything he touched cost more than that. What good is $4? He complained, stomping his feet. His mother scrunched up her eyes, the way she always did when she scolded him, and guided him right out the door. Sam couldn't help it. Even with all the shiny gold on them, the leases seemed worthless. Sam, when someone gives you something, you must appreciate it, his mother said as she marched him along. Sam stuffed his leases back in his pockets. The sun had disappeared behind some clouds, and he was starting to feel the chill. He dragged his feet along the sidewalk. Suddenly, Sam saw a pair of bare feet and instantly recognized them. They belonged to the old man he'd seen earlier. The man also remembered Sam and smiled. Sam froze in his steps, staring at the man's feet. His mother kept walking. When she turned back to check on Sam, she noticed the old man. Oh, she said, shifting her shopping bag so she could dig in her purse for some coins. Oh, so sorry. I only have a quarter. The man bowed his head several times in thanks. He acts like it's $1,000,000, Sam thought, shaking his head. As they started to walk away, Sam looked down at his own feet, warm and dry in his boots, and suddenly he stopped. Mama, can I really do anything I want with my lucky money? He asked. Yes, of course, his mother answered. Sam pulled his leases from his pocket. The golden dragon looked shinier than ever. He ran back and thrust his lucky money into the surprised man's hands. You can't buy shoes with this, he told the man, but I know you can buy some socks. The stranger laughed, and so did Sam's mother. Sam walked back to his mother and took her warm hand. She smiled and gave a gentle squeeze, and as they headed home for more New Year's celebration, Sam knew he was the lucky one.
Hey guys, where are you going?
Chinatown. It's Chinese New Year.
That's right. There's a big parade. What's it like?
Come with us and you'll see for yourself.
Cool.
Jubilant crowd, parade begins as the sun goes down. cymbal and drum. Firecrackers go crackle and bang, bringing luck for the year to come. Down Chinatown way,
kids, you
Chinese song you might recognize if you've ever worked with Carol Newman in her great Dancing in the Schools program, Tanko Bushi. And that's, as I remember from Carol, that is a song about women throwing wheat over their shoulders. And it's a really cool dance. I hope you get the chance to do that someday with Carol. Well, we do have another holiday coming up tomorrow that some people will be observing. It's a funny, quirky little day called Groundhog's Day. The story says that if the groundhog wakes up, and they mostly base this on one groundhog who lives in Pennsylvania, if he or she sees their shadow, it will scare them, and they'll run back down into their hole and spend 6 more weeks there, and we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. Well, we don't really want 6 more weeks of winter, although we could use some snow up in those mountains. But here's a little song from Laura Boozinger about a groundhog, and then I'm going to read you a story.
Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog and go to
here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Come here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole, and twist that whistle pig out of his hole. Oh, groundhog, come here, Sal, and come here, Sue. Come here, Sal, and come here, Sue. Let's go make some groundhog stew. Oh, groundhog. Well, eat the meat, but save the hide. Eat up the meat, but save the hide. Makes the best old shoestrings ever were tied. Oh, groundhog. Here comes Sal with a snicker and a grin. Here comes Sal. Groundhog gravy dripping off her chin. Oh, groundhog. And here comes Granny leaning on a cane. Here comes Granny leaning on a cane. Why eat the meat but save her the brains? Oh, groundhog. Now there's meat in the cupboard, butter in the churn. Meat in the cupboard and butter in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, I'll be darned. Oh, look here, boys, he's about to fall. Why, look here, boys, he's about to fall. He eats so much groundhog, his britches won't button up.